Okay, we're live now, everybody. So if there's anyone from the public that is coming in to hear, they now have access to get to the meeting. I'm trying to pull up the agenda right now and share that screen. Okay, screen two. Share. Okay. So here's the agenda. Does everybody see it?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. So Leonard, I need you to call it to the meeting to order and do a roll call of the members.
Meeting is called to order at 9:32. And you want a roll call?
Yes, please.
Will everybody please identify themselves?
Are they unmuted?
Sure. Yeah, looks like the only one that's muted is Elizabeth.
I think we've got a crossover format to an extent and just proceed with your, see what the public wants. If necessary, I can explain to the public or anyone what the purpose of this organization is and what we do and how we do it. I'll take only a couple minutes.
Excuse me, Leonard, Mr. Yeah. This is Sue Smith. I need to make a public announcement before you start this meeting. Sure. For the record. This is Susan Smith. I'm the finance director for the town. I just want to say good morning and thank you for participating in the April 14th, 2020 Tax Oversight Committee public meeting. This virtual public meeting is being held pursuant to Executive Order 20-69 and is being conducted to provide the public with as much access to the virtual meeting as is feasible during the COVID-19 pandemic threat. The town encourages public participation in all of its public meetings, including those meetings that are held virtually. Participants have been provided three choices to access the meeting by either one, listening to the meeting by phone, watching the meeting and participating during public comment using Zoom software, or listening or watching the meeting using Zoom and providing public comments prior to the meeting by emailing me. And I then also announced that there have been no requests to speak submitted to me prior to this meeting. And I also received no written public comments prior to the meeting. So with that said, I will let you carry on with your agenda. And Sandy, I just want to point out the agenda that I'm seeing is very small on the screen. Not sure.
I'm going to try to make it bigger, but I think if it's okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to go ahead and call an official roll call. When I call your name. That you're here, I guess is the thing you need to say. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Chris Carmen.
Present here.
Leonard Garner.
Here.
Cheryl Loeffler?
Here.
Kevin Magnus?
Here.
Okay, that's four, that's a quorum. So that gets us through with number one. So we can go on to the number two, opportunity for public to be heard, which is Sue.
And I'll just repeat what I just affirmed. There have been no requests to speak submitted to me prior to this meeting, and I have received no written public comments prior to this meeting. Mm-hmm. And I see no other attendees in the panel listening. So I think we are all set with that item.
Wonderful. So you may continue, Mr. Chairman, with item three.
Item three is... My screen does not give me a comment. What is that?
Leonard?
We're waiting for a motion for approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. It's moved by Cheryl Loeffler.
Chris Kerman seconds it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Unanimously approved the minutes of the previous meeting. Now we have the finance presentation and discussion.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Ramsden, and I am the accounting and budget manager here at the town of Lombo Key. Okay. This is the Citizen Tax Oversight Committee and Infrastructure Surcharge presentation. You can go to the next one, Sandy. We're gonna do a brief overview. The infrastructure surtax is the 1 cent sales tax that funds many capital improvement projects. The expenditures shall comply with the Florida statute sections 212.055, paragraph 2. It's imposed by most Florida counties and is also called the local option sales tax. The rate varies in each county. For Sarasota County, it's 1%. Manatee County, they collect 1%, but half goes to the county and the other half goes to their schools. The proceeds are distributed based on a population formula.
We are dealing with Sarasota County today.
Yes. A little background, Sarasota County established the 1% tax by referendum. The first time it was in fiscal year 1989, and it was for the term of 10 years. It was through ordinance 89040, and that's what we know as infrastructure surtax one. We have a renewal 10-year terms that started in fiscal year 1999 through 2009 with ordinance 937083. And in fiscal year 2010, it renewed for the term of 15 years through ordinance 2007087. That's what we know as the infrastructure surtax three. Manatee County established that 0.5% tax by referendum in January 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2031 for a 15-year terms through Ordinance 1635. Sarasota County provide an estimate of revenues for all municipalities in a 15-year budget. What is the tax, what is the Citizen Tax Oversight Committee? The committee was formed in 98 by resolution 9804 in accordance with Sarasota County Ordinance 97083 and 2007087. The committee shall act solely in an oversight capacity. They perform an annual review of expenditures from sale tax proceeds to ensure that they are in accordance with the project list and any changes. They review any changes made by the town to the project list or to the allocation of the sales tax proceeds to ensure all procedure requirements have been followed. And they also report the committee findings to the town commission. The infrastructure tax 3 is the current phase that refers to Sarasota County Ordinance 2007-87 for a 15-year term. The phase 3 revenue collections began in September 2009 and end in December 31, 2024, and are estimated at $9,562,737. The town set aside all revenue in a special revenue fund, and an expenditure budget is in place for certain functioning areas, such as the comprehensive beach management, streets and drainage, parks and recreation improvement, canal dredging, public safety, and improvement to public facilities. The funding can only be used on certain permitted uses, and those are to acquire land for public recreation, land preservation, or for the protection of natural resources, to plan and construct capital assets and infrastructure, to finance the closure of government-owned solid waste landfills. Infrastructures are costs associated with construction, reconstruction, or improvement of public facilities having an expectancy of 5 or more years, any related land acquisition, land improvement design, and engineering costs. In this slide, we are going to give an overview of the infrastructure surtax 3 categories. Beach renourishment, the initial budget in phase 3, $1,015,569. The amount expended or committed through this fiscal year is $300,000, and the amount remaining is $715,569. In street drainage, we do not have anything allocated. In parks and recreations improvements, we have $2,922,000. The amount expended or committed through fiscal year 2020 is $1,694,040, and the amount remaining is $1,247,960. The canal dredging in phase 3 have $900,000 budgeted, and the amount extended or committed through fiscal year 2020 is $900,000, so we don't have any funding remaining in that category. In public safety, in phase 3, we have $3,803,168. The amount expended or committed is $3,181,494, and the amount remaining is $621,674. And for the public facility improvement, we budgeted in phase 3, $122,000. The amount extended or committed through fiscal year 2020, it's $853,335, and we have remaining $68,665. The phase 3 total budget was 9,562,737. Let's move to the next slide, Sandy. Okay. For fiscal year 2020, the uses of fund, we budgeted in the public safety category, 850,000 for an aerial fire truck, which replaced a 2003 aerial ladder truck. And we also budget 315,000 for a replacement of a 2007 ambulance in the fire department. And we also budget $10,000 for portable radios. And we budget 45,000 to replace a 2010 Marine patrol truck that is used to tow the two vessels. For parks and recreation, we budgeted $10,000 for the periodic resurfacing schedule for the tennis courts. We budget $5,000 for the resurfacing of the new lines for the teaching courts. And we budget $80,000 for the picket ball court expansion at Bayfront Park. For the public facilities, we budgeted about $25,000 for the ongoing replacement or upgrades to the town facilities of the heating and ventilation and air conditioning units. The revenue projections in phase three, since inception, we have experienced an annual average increase of 4% since 2010. Using an Excel forecasting model, the estimated Sarasota County surtax is projected to increase by 3% per year from year 2020 to 2024, 6 million since inception, and it's about 4 million projected. And this analysis was done prior COVID-19. We know that we will have a negative impact on these projections, but we really don't know yet what that impact will be. History of the audited expenditures. I'm gonna go over the last year, which was ended in September 30, 2019. We have a total revenue of $748,298. Coming in, and we spent $211,468. That gave us $536,830 that reverts back into the fund balance. And the fund balance for the infrastructure surtax fund is $1,009,131. And with this, if you have any questions,
I don't see any hands raised.
Okay.
Everybody is muted.
Oh, I've got one here for Chris. Carmen, I just unmuted you, Chris.
Okay, hi, good morning, Chris. Carmen here. Just have a notation on the page number 8 where it says the infrastructure surtax 3 categories under parks and recreation improvement. Says phase three, there was $2,922,000 in the fund. Expended was $1,694,040,000. There's actually $20,000 more in there than there should be. It should come out to $1,227,960. $20,000 is missing or over budgeted. The amount there is minus the amount spent is $20,000 more than it should be.
Okay, it could be a typo. It will.
Yeah, well, $20,000 is a lot of money. I don't want to just not no, be accounted for. So the actual total number that's still available should be $2,633,868, not $2,653,000.
Okay. I'm going to, this is Sandy Henley. I'm going to pull up a, pull up the letter that we're doing to the town commission, and I believe that that should clear this up. I think it's got the right number in it. So let me put that up on the screen so that we can all see that. That would have been also in your packet as the memo that's going to go to, trying to get it moved over here. It's meeting minutes. Okay, trying to do a nice and big for us here. So let's see, the project list we have here is the total 9,562,737 on this page for the phase three allocation. Does that match up with the PowerPoint?
Mm-hmm.
9,562,737. Okay. Whoops. Not open the wrong thing. Let's go back to Word. Okay. The first, this first page here are the audited results. This next page, it looks like it flips over to.
He's right. The corrected number in the PowerPoint should be 1,674,400.
Oh, okay. So the balance is correct. The amount expended is incorrect.
I believe that is correct.
Okay.
I'm just double checking.
Sorry about flipping the screen a little bit. I'm trying to take a look at this.
Yes, that I have confirmed. It is 1,674,040 instead of 1,694,040.
Very good. Thank you.
So I'm going to change that on this as well. On this letter that we're finishing up here. So.
Yes.
So the 6908869 needs to change, Sue, also?
Actually, that's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yep. So it was just that one number in the middle.
This one number right there.
Yes.
Okay.
That one's good now.
Everything else is good on this. Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, well, this will be... that we're going to need to send this whole, the findings to Leonard to sign and return to us for the town commission, since we have made the change here on the last page in that one number. And also on this first page, the very first paragraph, we had to revise that this morning. And we, to be able to show that it was a virtual meeting instead of a meeting held at town hall. So that's the only changes that have been made to this since you got your packets. So we will resend this to Leonard. We'll send it via email to you, Leonard. And then you can sign and send us back or slip it under the door, whichever you want to do, because town hall is not actually open, but if you want to make an appointment to come in and have and get it to Elizabeth, that would be great. I'm going to pull the agenda back up so that you know where we are, which is we were reviewing the draft memo to the town commission. So Mr. Chair, you can pick it up from here. I'm unmuting you.
Oh yeah, you can hear me? Hello, hello. Oh, anybody here?
Yeah, we hear you.
The preference is when convenient for you, I'll drop by town hall and do whatever needs to be done. Just, my schedule is open. Just give me a time and I'll be there.
Sandy, you're muted.
Sorry. We're going to need you to do, Mr. Chair, as we're going to need you to do to ask for a motion to send that memo to the town commission that is that we just went over.
Instead of a motion, we'll have any objection to the motion as presented. Hearing none, the motion is passed.
Actually, we need a motion before we can pass anything.
Yes.
Excuse me, the motion would be to accept the memo as presented and to present to the town commission.
Cheryl is saying if coming from the committee, which it is, it does not require a second.
Oh, it does require a second.
Doesn't require a motion. We have a second from Cheryl, so it can be submitted as presented.
But it shouldn't be admitted as presented because there were changes. So admitted as amended would be correct.
Okay, as amended. Because the committee approves the motion as corrected. Amended.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the draft memo
as amended. Right.
I'll second that. Chris Carmen here.
Chris, second.
So.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody. Unanimous. Approval is unanimous.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, thank you all.
Chris, do you have something? Thought I saw your hand go up.
No, I thought we were voting by hand. I wasn't sure if it was by voice.
Okay, no, that's okay. Okay. Yeah, I think we got you all on record here for unanimous vote to move that forward. So, Mr. Chair, you can go on to item 6.
Committee comments.
I don't see any hands up.
I will offer one comment from me as chair, that the amount of money we are expecting in this the economy will be sharply reduced. We have ample backup in our banking, in our process.
Okay.
Any other comments?
I don't see any hands up.
If there are no further comments, I think we can close the meeting. Have a motion. We have a motion from Cheryl for adjournment. All in favor? Anybody opposed to adjournment?
I will second that motion and I vote yes to
adjourn.
Adjourn, yes, sir.
Okay, then officially we are adjourned, and I thank everybody for their astounding efforts under these astounding conditions.
Thanks, Lenny.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody, for all your patience, and we'll get this. Hopefully by next year, we won't be doing this on virtually.
I will contact. If you have a phone number for me, contact me when you want me to come sign.
We will. Okay. We will definitely do that. I am going to stop sharing my screen and close down the actual meeting and stop the stream.